We're fortunate that we're going to be able to talk with the, I'm going to say the new publisher of the Tribune, and I think she probably would agree with that. And then also one of the representatives from Gatehouse, who is the, and I've got this written down, president of Western U.S. Publishing Operations and president of Gatehouse Live and Virtual Events. So we see how that all ties together as we welcome the publisher, Terry Lifesty. It's nice to meet you. Right up to the microphone, if you would, there. And welcome.
Thank you, David.
You don't have a problem with being called new.
No, I think I've been here for right at 2 months, so I'd say I'm still pretty new here. Not new to the business. I've been in the business 40 years, but new to the Columbia.
So when you look at the area, you've also had connections with this area, have you not? Aren't there other newspapers that you're involved with?
I have. I was in Jefferson City for almost 5 years, so always looked at this community and at this newspaper, and it was always one I really respected. The Waters family did a great job with it, and I've actually had the opportunity to visit with Vicki on several occasions, and she's kind of helped me get into the community. She's hosted some events in the community to introduce me. So
Vicki, meaning Vicki Russell,
Vicki
who
Russell,
was the
absolutely.
Previous publisher. Jason Taylor is here also. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. You oversee Gatehouse Media Publications in the Western Division. What's the Western Division?
Pretty much everything west of the Mississippi River over to California.
So how many newspapers, how many properties would you say that is?
For me, I think collectively we operate in, we have 540 plus markets. I think I oversee almost 200 of those.
Let me ask you this question, which I was referring to off the air, because we're going to spend 15 minutes together here and I'm going to, we'll probably hit a lot of things. I said that there are so many comparisons to what has happened with KFRU. KFRU has been a radio station in this community for over 90 years. It was family owned, locally owned up until about 15 years ago, and then Cumulus bought us. We have gone through major changes in that time. Everybody knows that who's paid attention to the radio station or who has been in this market. So I see similarities with what's happening with the Tribune, because it's a longtime staple of this. As a matter of fact, for a while, the Tribune owners and the owners of KFRU were the same. We shared a lot. How do you feel, Terry, that you have autonomy to do what you need to do that is appropriate for this community with the Tribune?
I think that Jason and my direct boss, Jesse Shockley, I think they have a lot of confidence in my decision making, and as long as I'm making good, you know, financial decisions, these guys are letting me use my 40 years of experience to do what I need to do here.
So I'll ask Jason Taylor the same question. What is your feel from the point of view as being a representative of the larger company? Mm-hmm. And as you said, 500 and some in the area, but you're responsible for 200. How is management handled from a big company to the individual entity that we, honestly, in this community are the ones most concerned about?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We really do not operate in a way that people would expect. I think a lot of times people assume that we are hands-on managing the day-to-day processes. What we try to do is hire the best publishers that we can and try to find them with entrepreneurial spirit and approach, so that we give them what we call the toolbox. Here's all the assets we have to offer you. You pick and choose which ones you want to use in your market to be most effective. Now, do we have targets and goals and all of those things for every property? Absolutely. But we want the local leadership to really arrive at the plan on how you're going to get there to grow circulation, grow revenue, et cetera.
So as publisher, what were you told when you came here? And what did you see? This is what I want to accomplish immediately.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that there were some troubles here, and that, you know, I think I don't go out on a limb with Jason when I say that some mistakes were made at the beginning of the ownership of Gatehouse. But when I got here, I just knew that those things existed, and so we hit the ground running. You know, I've been out in the public. I appreciate you having us on your show. I've been on other radio shows. I even just went out to Hy-Vee at 7 o'clock on a Friday morning and said to a group of guys drinking coffee, can I just sit down and talk to you about the newspaper? You know, just really reaching out into the community. And it's been a very welcoming community. Everybody that I've encountered, even the mad folks, they want this newspaper to thrive and survive. And so You know, we're just making improvements where we have an iPad and an iPhone app in production. Should be early April. We've got an e-edition. We're getting back into the spirit of holding events. The Hero Awards, we'll be doing that again this year. So I think just, you know, getting back in the community.
I like all of those. I also like local reporters, and I like reporters who know the community. Rudy Keller is a top-notch guy.
He's incredible.
When's he going to die from overwork?
Well, I'm hoping to take some work off of Rudy. You know, we've added some reporters, and we're actually interviewing for more now. We've done a little restructure of how our reporters and our editors interact with the other communities that I'm involved in, especially Boonville, Mexico, and Moberly. So we're really working hard to get him some relief.
You know, the first time I saw an article that was run from the Moberly Monitor Index on the sports page, I'll be honest with you, it was kind of disappointing to me because I felt, and I think that you run into this, we feel special in Columbia, and we don't need a Moberly story to run to fill our newspaper. Have you had that comment given to you?
I haven't, but you know what? I appreciate it. Not in this market, not yet. I've heard that throughout my career.
I bet.
And Moberly, you know, they want it to all be about Moberly and Mexico, sure. All be about Mexico. Although I think we do a good job of sharing, especially MU sports. We had some special pages last week, and we shared those out to all of our Missouri newspapers.
So how many reporters do you think would be a goal to have on the staff at Columbia Tribune?
Well, you know, I'd love a whole room full, but we got to get there, you mm-hmm. know. And I think as we add revenue and add EBITDA, we'll be able to add resources. What people forget when they talk about reporters is we also have three sports reporters, and right now we currently have five interns from Mizzou. So, you know, we have three reporters now. We're interviewing for another one. So never enough.
What challenges does the Columbia Daily Tribune face that are faced by newspapers, big and small, all over the country?
You know, one of the things here in particular, and Jason and I were talking about this earlier, you know, part of the business model of this newspaper and Jefferson City as well is that a lot of the revenue came from the commercial print division. And we lost last year because they went with a different format, not anything that the Columbia paper did wrong, but we lost a $1.7 million client. And so that had to impact our business a little bit. So I think that's one of our struggles.
Yeah, and I think just to add to that, you know, I think as across the country, what we see is the change in retail behavior and the focus on, you know, look at Toys R Us. I mean, they were a newspaper client at one time. You look at Walmarts, Kmarts, Sears. I mean, as those continue to dry up, the impact on the newspaper is substantial because that's where a lot of your profitability was. And then a paper, as Terry said, like the Columbia Tribune, was so reliant on commercial revenue. They invested heavily, the Waters family, in a commercial print, an incredible mm-hmm. press facility, beautiful. Production facility. Yeah. And as a result of that, it's great when times are good in that space, but when times are not, it can really put an extra burden on the core newspaper and journalism.
Again, we're talking with Jason Taylor. He is the he oversees Gatehouse Publications in the Western Division, president of Gatehouse Live. How will that impact what the Tribune presents? What's Gatehouse Live, and what will it impact here in this market?
So one thing, and I think, you know, a year ago when we first acquired the Columbia Tribune, we were really excited to roll out more of our event strategy here in the market. You know, I fell in love with the market. I was the one very actively involved with the Waters family in making the deal happen. And, you know, we were really excited to bring the events here. And just due to the economic issues that we faced at the paper, we've struggled to do that. Now with Terry on board, we really look to leverage some of our national event strategies, some of the things we're famous for across the country. We produce almost 400 events around the United States now. We work with major celebrities, A-list celebrities, bring them into communities, create events like senior expos, women's expos, men's expos, things, and bring in world-class talent into the market to really celebrate community and bring the community together, which is so important now with the rise in technology. There's less sense of community in places.
Terry Lifesty, who is the publisher, is here also. So hearing what Jason Taylor just said, what importance does what he just said hold in this community in the 2 months that you've had the interaction here with the desire to also have a good news product?
Well, I think that we always strive to have a good news product. But I think that with Gatehouse Live, there are just so many opportunities here in a college town. And actually, Jason's here today because he's going to be visiting with some of our folks about our trivia awards that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be visiting with some clients and just really happy to have Jason here. He brings a lot of energy to the table. And those things that we do, the events that we do, will obviously add profit where we can add resources.
So when you talked to the men gathered at Hy-Vee having coffee one morning at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock, what did they tell you was important for them?
They were all car fanatics. They were all at a car club, and they wanted more news about cars. But what I found just being out, that's what they wanted.
I understand that. That's a niche market, though, right there. Yeah.
Right. But one thing we have added, and you'll see it before the end of the month, is we just added three new columnists. One is a historian, one's advice, and one is a Black millennial. So three new voices, local, all local, and three new voices to our pages.
The many of us who are traditionalists, and I'm not talking about the need for a hard copy paper, but I'm talking about the need for news, people who are covering the county commission, the getting police reports and digging into what the names are on that report and digging into a city council meeting and sometimes committee meetings and the university's dealings. That is still the epitome of what a newspaper should be. And I think that that's the worry, is that that's just not feasible because of what happened in Denver a week or so ago, where they go from 600 reporters at one point in time now down to probably less than 100. It's happened at Boston. It happens at Los Angeles. It's happened at the Tribune. And I think that we worry that if we don't have the true journalism type of presence in a community, that we're not shining light where light needs to be shined.
Well, and I know Jason wants to say something too, but I can just say that just watch those news pages, because I personally know of some things that we're looking into and things we're working on that I can't say right now, but you'll be happy to see the journalism.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that. I think it's, very common for, the general public to say, I want more news and I want this. And I just think at the same time, the general public often says, I get my news free. And journalism comes with a price. You have to be willing to invest. You can't sit on the sidelines and say, I want more journalism, but I don't subscribe. I mean, you have to invest.
I would agree with that. I'm one who I subscribe to three newspapers online and also subscribe to the Tribune, which gives me online as well as the only hard copy paper. I think many people have subscribed to the Tribune for years, and they haven't gotten that for free. But I agree with you. We need to educate people that no longer can you just pop online and expect to get things free that way. It does cost to produce journalism. So I'm total agreement with you on that. When Gatehouse first took over, there were some things that were said and printed that left a really bad taste in people's mouths about pruning branches off and about, in order for this to improve, you've got to continue to subscribe. How do you get the message out that, please, let's move on past that?
That's what I say every day, is that was in the past. It's unfortunate that those words were used. I've apologized for them, even though I wasn't here when it happened. But, hey, man, we're moving forward. I'm not looking in the past anymore. I've got a whole group of people over there that just want to walk the road to success, and that's where we're headed. And we're not looking back. We're moving forward.
How do you judge the morale there now?
I think it's awesome. I really do. I hold monthly meetings to talk about where we're at, what we've, our struggles, our successes. And as what I'm hearing is that people are happier and they're excited about the opportunity, And you probably don't get it right here, right now, but I have a lot of passion and a lot of energy for what I do.
No, I do. I think so. And, you know, I talked to Terry Gainey a week ago. He was very complimentary of you. He was very complimentary of what you're bringing to the picture now and what you're going to be able to do. Has great hopes for that. And I think we as a community do also.
Well, thanks.
We don't want to see
that.
The Tribune disappear, but we are in the very skeptical, greatest Missouri attitude we can have of show me how it's going to be better, and then we'll be there with you.
Well, so, we're going to show you. I assure you. I'm too old to fail at this, okay? I need this to be successful, and it will be.
I hope we can have regular visits, so you're welcome back. We'll do that. Thank you. Jason Taylor, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate your time today. Also, Terry LaFesti, thank you. LaFesti, I'll get that right. It'll become easier for me the more I say it, but thank you, and best of luck to you as publisher.
Thanks.
Talking about the Daily Tribune, Columbia Daily Tribune, this is News Talk 1400 KFRU.